You're listening to Vatican Radio. As the world marks Universal Children's Day, the anniversary of the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child, UNICEF is urging a much stronger light to be shone on the millions of children in every country and at every level of society who are victims of violence and abuse that continues to go unnoticed and underreported. The UN Convention, adopted in 1989, became the first legally binding international convention to affirm human rights for all children. It specifies that every child everywhere has the right to survive, grow, and be protected from all forms of violence. Among the many initiatives that have grown up around this observance is an interfaith World Day of Prayer and Action for Children, celebrated in many countries on November the 20th. The idea, pioneered by a Japanese Buddhist organisation in 2008, has been taken up by many different faith communities in order to raise greater awareness about the protection of children's rights. To find out more about this initiative and about the campaign to end violence against children, I spoke with Madeleine Eisner, Senior Communications Advisor at UNICEF in New York.
As we know, so much violence happens in the shadows. People turn a blind eye to violence, even when they do see it. And at certain times, you know, people do think that it's acceptable. So UNICEF is basically joining forces with other partners to basically say no to violence, no to violence against children, and we have to speak up louder and act on any kind of violence against children.
You're also, aren't you, supporting a particular initiative of faith communities marking Universal Children's Day, an initiative calling for prayer and action for children around the world.
What you're referring to now, and I must say it's a growing movement, and today I've just seen so many messages throughout the world about what people, what faith, what all different religions are doing to commemorate and celebrate this day. Today, for example, to end violence against children and to celebrate the Day of Prayer of Action, church bells tolled and muezzins in mosques called out for prayer at noon today in Liberia. All of Liberia celebrated and observed a minute of silence and prayer for every child who has suffered of rape and committed themselves to protect children against violence. So this, of course, was extremely moving. In other countries, for example, in Panama, this week we'll see Catholic, Muslim, Jewish, and Episcopal masses being held around the country. In East Timor, today there was church masses throughout the country with a prayer against violence against children and a debate with high-level government officials. In Jamaica, also, church leaders have prayed for children and parents, and they are focusing their sermons on good parenting without corporal punishment and other violence. And there's a lyrics for a hymn that was recently written in Jamaica by an overseas minister, and this will be used on this occasion on radio and on television and in the sermons. So it really is a very moving moment, and certainly a moment that says no more violence against children. It's just unacceptable in the 21st century.
Universal Children's Day is held on November the 20th, isn't it, to mark the adoption of the Convention on the Rights of the Child?
Yes, this is the 24th anniversary of the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child, and it's on this day that we're urging a much stronger light be shown on the millions of children in every country and at every level of society who are victims of violence and abuse and who continue to go unnoticed and underreported. And as you know, the UN Convention, adopted in 1989, was the first legally binding international convention to affirm human rights for all children.
Thanks there to Madeleine Eisner, Senior Communications Advisor at UNICEF in New York.